Hello, friends. This is Phonograph DJ Mac bringing you Centennial Songs. Christmas time, a time traditionally for bright lights, happy faces, and goodwill towards men and women. And the music of Christmas is there to augment this seasonal joy. But we all know, even at Christmas, it's sometimes hard not to see the other side. Today, I will present you the most bleak Christmas record you have ever heard. The workhouses of England were places of indentured servitude, a place where if you were so poor that you could not care for yourself, you would commit yourself to living there, spending your days crushing stones, picking oakum, or grinding bones for fertilizer. This toil was in exchange for room and board. Conditions of these workhouses were ghastly and inhumane. Basically, they were not unlike prison work camps with little consideration for human dignity. The question of what to do with the people in society who can't help themselves has always vexed civilization, and this effort to turn their misfortune into profit was a callous system. George Robert Sims was a poet, dramatist, and journalist who explored London's poor East End as a young man in the early 1870s. He presented a stark and bleak view in a poem published around Christmas 1877 entitled Christmas Day in the Workhouse. This was a journalistic moment that put a spotlight on these terrible conditions. Sims continued to write and advocate for the poor through articles, fundraisers, and actions, which would eventually sway change of this social condition. Robert Hilliard, born in 1857, was a New York actor and vaudevillian who was successful beginning in the 1880s. He was known for his good looks, nicknamed Handsome Bob, and for his immaculate dressing style. In 1888, he was in a sartorial battle, with the winner being crowned King of the Dudes. Well, he lost, but some historians claim he was actually the true victor. Speaking of victor, Robert had the opportunity to record for the Victor Talking Machine Company in April of 1911. Spoken word was a popular genre for records, and Robert recorded 7 titles that month. Some were derived from his previous stage success, but who knows how it was decided to record this most bleak Christmas poem delivered so passionately. So here from 1911 is Robert Hilliard with Christmas Day in the Workhouse, the darkest Christmas record you will ever hear, this week's Centennial Song.
It's Christmas Day in the workhouse, and the cold bare walls are bright with garlands of green and holly. The place is really a pleasant sight, for with clean washed hands and faces in a long and hungry line, the paupers sit at the tables, for this is the hour they dine. And the guardians and the ladies, although the wind is east, have come in their furs and wrappers to watch their charges feast. Oh, the paupers are meek and lowly with their thank ye kindly mums. So long as they fill their bellies, what matter it whence it comes? But one of the old men mutters, then pushes his plate aside. Great God, he cries, but it chokes me, for this is the day she died. The guardians gazed in horror, and the master's face went white. Did a pauper refuse their pudding? Could their ears have heard aright? But the pauper sat for a moment, then rose with a silence grim, for the others had ceased their chatter and trembled in every limb. And he looked at the guardian's ladies, then eyeing their lords, he said, I'll eat not the food of villains whose hands are foul and red, whose victims cry for vengeance from the dank, unhallowed graves. Oh, he's drunk, said the workhouse master, or else he's mad and raves. Not drunk nor mad, cried the pauper, but only a hunted beast, who, torn by the hounds and mangled, declined your vulture's feast. I don't care a curse for the guardians, and I won't be dragged away. Just let me have the fit out. It's only on Christmas Day that the black past comes to goad me and prey on my burning brain. I'll tell you the rest in a whisper. I swear I won't shout again. Keep your hands off of me! Curse you! Hear me right out to the end. You've come to see how paupers the season of Christmas spend. You've come to watch us feeding as you watch a captured beast. Hear why a penniless pauper spits on your paltry feast. Last winter, my wife lay dying, starved in a filthy den. I'd never been to your parish. I came to your parish then. I swallowed my pride in coming, for ere the ruin came, I held up my head as a traitor, and I bore a spotless name. I came to your parish craving bread for a starving wife, bread for a woman who'd loved me through 50 years of life. And what do you think they told me, mocking my awful grief, that the house was open to us, but they wouldn't give out relief. I slunk through the filthy alley. It was a cold, raw Christmas Eve. The baker's shops were open, tempting a man to feed. But I clenched my fists together, and holding my head awry, I came to her empty-handed and mournfully told her why. Then I told her the house was open. She'd heard of the likes of that, for her bloodless cheeks went crimson, and up in her rags she sat crying, "Bide the Christmas here, John. We've never had one apart. I think I can stand the hunger. The other would break my heart." All through that eve I watched her, holding her hand in mine, praying to God and weeping, till my lips were soft with brine. I asked her once if she hungered, and as she answered, "No," the moon shone in at the window, set in a wreath of snow. And she rose to her feet and trembled, and fell in the rags and moaned, "Give me a crust, John. I'm famished. For the love of God," she groaned. I rushed from the room like a madman. I flew to the workhouse gate, crying, "Food! Food for a dying woman!" And the answer came, "Too late! Too late!" And they drove me away with curses, and I fought with a dog in the street, and I tore from the mongrel's clutches a crust he was trying to eat, back through the filthy by-lanes, back through the dirty slush, up to that crazy garret, wrapped in an awful hush. My heart stood still on the threshold. I paused with a sudden thrill, for there in the silvery moonlight, my Nance lay cold and still. Up to the blackened ceiling, her sunken eyes were cast, and I knew on those lips all bloodless my name had been the last. She had called for her absent husband. Great God, had I but known! She had called in vain, and in anguish she had died in that den alone. Yes, there in a land of plenty lay a loving woman dead, cruelly starved and murdered for one loaf of your parish bread. I came to your gates last Christmas. I crave for a human life. You who would feed us paupers, what of that murdered wife? There, there, get you gone to your dinners. Don't you mind me in the least. Think of the happy paupers eating your Christmas feast. And when you recount their blessings in your smug parochial way, just tell what you did for me, too, only last Christmas Day.